Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, November 18th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. It's Friday. We made it through another week. Congratulations. You deserve to do something fun this weekend. So whether it's going and seeing a play, going and seeing a movie, going out having drinks and dinner with friends, whatever it is, do something for yourself. You deserve it. Okay, on to the news. So a week or so ago, I was listening to Seth Rudetsky's show on Sirius XM, and he was introducing an Adam Pascal song, and he said that the Tony nominee was currently playing William Shakespeare in Something Rotten on Broadway, and that he would be going out on tour with the show after it closed in New York. Well, color me surprised, since both my day and podcasting jobs require me to know things like that, and I really just hadn't heard that anywhere before. Well, that's because it was only just officially announced yesterday, and as big as Adam Pascal going on the road is, it's actually only part of the story, because joining him on the tour, which launches in mid-January, will be his current Broadway co-stars Rob McClure and Josh Grizzetti as Nick and Nigel Bottom. The touring cast also features Maggie Lacus as Bay, Blake Hammond as Notre Dame, Autumn Hurlburt as Portia, Scott Cody as Brother Jeremiah, and Jeff Brooks as Shylock. Following the end of the show's Broadway run on January 1st, the national tour will launch at the Boston Opera House from January 17th through 29th of 2017. Yesterday, I gave the esteemed New York Post theater columnist Michael Riedel a bit of a hard time because of his fact-deficient article trying to goad producers into making a Bruce Springsteen musical. However, I will give him a little credit for his latest article in which he discusses two shows potentially coming to Broadway. Neither story is particularly earth-shattering, but if I'm going to give him crap one day, I've got to give him credit the next. The first part of the article focuses on the recent reading of the new musical Head Over Heels, which features the songs of the all-female 1980s pop-punk new wave band The Go-Go's. The show is being produced by Gwyneth Paltrow and her ex-boyfriend Donovan Leach, and it features a book by Jeff Witte of Avenue Q and Bring It On the musical fame. The first-time producers would like to bring in someone with more experience to help guide the production on its way to Broadway, which was one of the reasons for the recent reading. One of the reasons they'd like to bring on someone with a little more experience is that the show played the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to mixed reviews over the summer. Since then, they've brought in Michael Mayer, who directed the recent reading and will do so for any potential Broadway production. According to Riedel Spies, the biggest issue with the show is Witte's scattershot story. While it wasn't exactly clear to the audience at the reading, apparently the show is based on Sir Philip Sidney's 16th century prose poem Arcadia, which, according to Riedel, because I've never actually read this poem, quote, involves gods and shepherds and dukes, oracles and lions and bears, and cross-dressing. As we've discussed when we first mentioned this show on Today on Broadway back in the spring, in Head Over Heels, all of the men dress as women, and vice versa. Riedel reports that producers are now talking to a new book writer in hopes of getting someone to come in and tweak Witte's script. While these obviously aren't the same thing, I get the same vibe reading the story as I did when script details about Julie Taymor's oddly heady and mythological take on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark were leaking out. It's Spider-Man. It's the Go-Go's. As my dad always told me, keep it simple, stupid. He always said that lovingly, of course. The topic of Riedel's other story from yesterday will be familiar to anyone who listens to this show regularly, and that is the potential Broadway transfer of the Sutton Foster-led Sweet Charity. As we have discussed before, once Kevin McCollum joined the new group as a producer, you knew the odds of a commercial run increased exponentially. The show opens on Sunday, and we will have all of the reviews on Monday's episode, but the word of mouth is that they will be just as incredible as you imagine. The only holdup standing in the way of a Broadway run is the filming of season 4 of Foster's TV show Younger. In the show's first 3 years on the air, it has occupied a different slot on TV Land's schedule each season, starting in March, January, and September, respectively. So while we knew that the show was renewed for another season back in June, we didn't, and still really don't, know what the shooting schedule exactly is. Well, according to Riedel, because of filming, Foster isn't available until next season, and he floats out a potential fall run at the Circle in the Square Theater as a possibility, which leads me to believe that season 4 of Younger will film in New York over the spring and or summer. Either way, I think you all know that I'm completely in the bag for Sutton Foster and think she can do no wrong, so bring on the transfer. In other potential Broadway transfer news, the unstoppable Baz Bombaboy is reporting that Glenda Jackson is in discussions to move her recent Old Vic production of King Lear to the West End and then to Broadway in 2017. In perhaps Shakespeare's greatest tragedy, the two-time Oscar winner plays a gender-bent king. And according to Bomba Boy, the Old Vic has joined forces with commercial producers Sonia Friedman, Bob Bartner, and Scott Rudin. Director Deborah Warner is currently looking for the perfect theaters or venues in London and New York to transfer the show. Yesterday, stage and screen star Skylar Astin tweeted that along with his Encore's off-center castmates, that he would be recording a cast album for this past summer's concert production of Alan Menken and Howard Ashman's God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. Based on the Kurt Vonnegut novel of the same name, the musical marked the first collaboration between this legendary writing team, but has really never been as commercially available and popular as their other shows, Little Shop of Horrors, or anything they wrote for Disney. The 2016 Encore's off-center revival starred Astin, Santino Fontana, James Earl Jones, Rebecca Naomi Jones, Kate Weatherhead, and more. No release date or label has been confirmed for the upcoming album. As I did yesterday, I wanted to close out this episode with a brief review of a movie musical that I recently was able to see a screening for. Last night I saw the new film La La Land from director and writer Damien Chazelle. Starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, the film follows a jazz pianist who dreams of opening his own club and a struggling actress. The early reviews from the festival circuit were great for this modern take on the golden age of movie musicals. Unfortunately, I didn't get those same great feelings. Unlike the films of the MGM era, La La Land lacks the pulsating optimism that seems to be flowing through every scene in Singin' in the Rain, in American in Paris, and Funny Face. Now, don't get me wrong, Stone and Gosling are as charming as ever, but the movie feels like a rough draft of a potentially great film that's only halfway through production. A fairly cynical central story is bookmarked by two remarkable musical numbers that essentially open and close the film, but they seem completely incongruous with what happens in between them. Also featured in the film are John Legend, Finn Wittrock, J.K. Simmons, and Tom Everett Scott. The Broadway team of Bench Pasek and Justin Paul wrote lyrics for the film's musical numbers. My full review will post on Broadway World either over the weekend or sometime early next week, so check it out there or follow me on Twitter. The film officially opens in the United States on December 9th. Okay, that's all I've got. Thank you so much for sticking with me over the past few weeks while James has been away. I have received a text from him saying that he is back, so all will be back to normal for Monday's episode. And you can hear him, Peter, and Michael back and better than ever on This Week on Broadway this Sunday. All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. We had a new episode come out yesterday in which Jen and I went deep into our favorite show currently on TV, Sundance TV's Rectify, as well as talking about Fox's Rocky Horror Picture Show remake, PBS's Hamilton's America, and more. Next week's episode will count down each of our favorite top 10 show tunes ever, so make sure to subscribe and don't miss that one. All right. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.